Hollywood and Christianity is our topic right now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we're going to get the perspective of somebody who's been working there for a while. His name is David Heavener, and his website is called lastevangelist.com. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jerry. Thank you. It's great to be with you and with all your listeners and God's people out there.
Well, thank you. Okay, this is Vocal Point, and I'm Jerry Newcomb. Now, David, tell us first about your background, and you could talk about a project you're actually working on. But first, I want to just start out, what have you done as far as, you know, Hollywood or so forth? I guess you've been an actor.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to have some hits. But I came out here to pitch my music, and somebody thought I was an actor. So I did this cheap imitation of Clint Eastwood, and I got the lead role in the movie. And the movie became successful in Hong Kong, and I was kind of like a European actor for a long time. Then I started making movies for America. So to date, I've made 40 movies, which I've written, directed, starred, and produced, many of them for HBO and Showtime. And I've been fortunate enough to work with the oldie.
With what?
Oldie goldie greats like Tony Curtis and Martin Landau and some of the old stars.
Huh. What would you say is your best known hit as far as any movie you've been working on or whatever?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because back in the HBO days, when I was doing for HBO, it was whatever was on HBO at the time. But now with the internet, you know, my stuff has surfaced with these young kids. So, I mean, I can tell you the people I've worked, some of the movies like Tony Curtis with Prime Target, you know, Tony Curtis, Isaac Hayes, Jimmy Lee Harrison, Twisted Justice with me and Eric Estrada, Eye of the Stranger with me and Martin Landau. I mean, all these, you know, came out limited theatrical, HBO, and also DVD.
All right. Now, where does Christianity fit into your own life story?
Well, I became a Christian at a young age, and I got into songwriting, filmmaking, and I struggled. I struggled, Jerry. And my story is not a story of conversion, but a story of integrity. For a long time, I had my Christianity on one hand and my movie making on the other. I separated my life. You know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night was my Christianity, my going to church. I was a music leader. And then during the week, I was making movies. But one day, I really crashed and I burned. You know, we come to that place where we have to become truthful. And it's when my life came together. And that's when the first time I ever had really integrity, where when you looked at me, you saw just everything, not just, you know, I wasn't separated.
Huh. And what was it that actually brought that integrity together? What was it that caused you to change?
Well, I can only kind of tell you a vague idea. I believe that when we're God's chosen people, which I know I am, the remnant, you're seeking the truth, even though you may not want to find it or see it, but when God is your father and you're really following Christ, I'm talking if you really look for the truth, there's going to come a day you're going to have that awakening, you know. So I kept looking for the truth. I found it. I crashed. I burned. Because truth causes a person to go into repentance. You know, truth is, the problem with today is we're rejoicing without repentance. And a lot of the older ministers, I love, you know, you hear that term hellfire and brimstone. I don't believe in that. I believe in when they call to repentance, John the Baptist. So I was called to repentance, which means to turn away from what I was doing and to go to God, which means that was integrity. That's when I had to bring it all together. So to answer your question, I was a truth seeker, seeking for the truth, and eventually I found it, and that's when it happened. You know.
How was your last name spelled?
Heaven with an E-R, Heavener.
Oh, Heavener, okay. And when was this conversion-like experience or second great awakening for you? When was this?
Well, what had happened, I did a movie called Legion, The Final Exorcism. It was a movie about demonic possession. It was a true story.
Hmm.
And I starred in it. It came out about, I don't know, 4 years ago. But I spent 3 years making it, a year writing it, a year shooting it, and a year in post-production. And during that time, these demonic influences were around me and just kind of really brought me down and took me to a place that was not a good place to be.
Wow.
And, of course, when truth meets, you know, when light meets darkness, God meets evil, you've got to, I mean, there's a war that happens, you know. So I actually thought I was going to die. You know, I had all kinds of fear. I had all kinds of crazy stuff, thoughts going on in my mind. And but God came to the rescue, and here I am today.
Wow. Well, there's really obviously no neutrality when it comes to demons and so forth. So let me ask you this. In all your work with Hollywood, did you find that there's a lot of professing Christians out there, or did you find there's a lot of Christians in the closet? What were your observations?
Well, you know, I'm in Hollywood right now casting my new TV series, The Last Evangelist. So I can tell you now what's going on. No one talks about God out here. They're pretty godless. However, I did a seminar where I spoke to filmmakers and actors on Sunday, and there were about 50 or 60 there. And more. Well, probably a third of those people came up afterwards and said, David, I'm glad you talked about God. I'm glad you're making this movie, Last Evangelist. I'm a Christian, too. It's just I'm afraid to talk about it. So what's happening now, Jerry, is there's so much darkness coming in, and the Bible predicts this, that the light is going to become smaller and the darkness greater. And people go, well, wait a minute, how did God's greater than darkness? Yeah, but if you read Scripture correctly, you'll see that many are called and few are chosen. That as time goes on, the remnant will be there, the remnant, okay? And we're going to see the persecution, and we're going to see the, what people go through. Is the light stronger than darkness? Absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt. But out here, where things always start first, and it's starting here, there's a big, big movement toward Satanism, toward godlessness, toward, you know, bad is good and good is bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting to be more and more.
Well, that's very true. And I guess, you know, it's, I suppose in some cases, could be almost a career killer to come out of the closet as a Christian in Hollywood, in some cases.
Well, you know what? There's two kinds of Christians. And when I say two kinds of Christians, I have to qualify that. There's only one kind of Christian if you're a follower of Christ, but there's people that profess religion. Let's call it religion, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you say you're religious and you proclaim God as a universal God, you can even talk about Jesus, but don't be specific. You can do all that and get away with it, okay? It's kind of it's part of this false prophet thing. But if you proclaim to be a true believer and a child of the living God, and you stick to your guns, you really do follow Christ, at that point, you will find persecution. But, Jerry, let me tell you something. I work out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I work out of Los Angeles, California. Do you know where I get the most persecution?
Atlanta?
I get the most persecution in Atlanta because there's so much religion there. You know, I start asking people questions. Well, wait a minute, hold it. You've got, in your church, you're allowing sexual perversion. You're allowing, you know, different things. I said, well, explain that to me. I need to understand this, you know. That's religion. And anytime a preacher wants to be famous and wants to be well-liked by everybody, Jesus said, if you're following me, paraphrase, they're going to hate you because they hated me. So I guess what I'm saying is out here, yes, you will be ridiculed and thrown out if you really stick to the truth. But you know what? You're going to be like that almost anywhere these days, you know?
Hmm. That's a good point. Now, when it comes to Christians working in Hollywood and trying to have any kind of Christian message. And by the way, when you were saying all that, where somebody could say, well, I believe in God and I even believe in Jesus or whatever, somebody could say that in Hollywood. But if they start getting specific, for example, if you say that Jesus is the only way to God, well, that message mm-hmm. is not popular in Hollywood, and that message is not popular in Fort Lauderdale, and it's not popular, you know, in Atlanta, and you know, whatever. So it's one of those things that almost automatically will bring persecution, but it is part of the revelation of God's word, and there it is, you know.
Amen. No, you're right about that, and that's what on Last Evangelist, this TV series, it's a show. I call it Revelation meets CSI, where I play a cop, and my job is to persecute the unregistered church, because I believe there's going to come a day where churches will have to be registered.
Oh my goodness.
With the government,
like China,
in order to function, like China. Yeah, we're going to be headed that way, and if you're not, you're going to be unregistered. You'll be basically labeled a extremist, extreme Christian. And the Bible talks about that in a certain form, you know. So we deal with that. We deal with the Antichrist. We deal with it. Oh, and by the way, my character, it's like a road to Damascus. I'm a federal agent where I meet God and I become blind. And so now I have a Bible in one hand, and I have a gun in the other, and I set out to find the Antichrist, and God sends me into different situations where I'm helping true believers and, you know, things like that. So, so I'm excited about this series, to where people that don't normally go to church might watch this and go, wow, I didn't know that, you know.
Is this actually in production?
Well, what it is, it will be the end of this year. God told me to build a community, Jerry. He said, you know, because I can go to the studios or I can go to networks or to investors, but God said to go to his people. He said, go to my people. He said, they're going to partner with you. They're going to do it, and I want you to send it to them first. And so that's what I'm going to do. I've been raising money. I've got partners that have come in on my site, lastevangelist.com, and they've, you know, donated money. It's through my church, my nonprofit, and that's how I'm going to do it. And when it's made, I know I'll get a great distribution deal, because I've been a distributor for years. I know I can do that, but I just can't go to Hollywood right now and take any money, because they're going to look at the script and go, you got to be kidding. You think we're going to put money up on something like this? This doesn't make us look good, you know. So anyway, the people, God's people, is funding it.
That's interesting. All right. And when do you think this would be finished and actually out there, Lord willing?
Yeah, it'll be finished in February and out there in February. But again, we're going to do a – people can go to my site.
Lastevangelist.com, and then you can keep up with it. Keep up with the news.
Yeah, lastevangelist.com. Sign the newsletter. It's free to sign the newsletter, just so I can send stuff out to you. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. And there's a place you can donate if God leads you to.
Yeah.
We're going to see how much money we have come September, and whatever we have, we're going to go ahead and shoot it with that. And, that's what we're doing.
And it's good that you have a track record. Recapping our top story, how many movies or television programs did you work on before?
I've written, directed, starred, and produced almost 40 films.
So it's quite a track record under your belt. So it's not like you're, hey, I'm going to make a movie, you know, send me money.
No. Believe me, I've tried to get out of business, but God won't let me do it. So what I've done also is I've launched a website. You can go to davidheavener.com, and you can take an online film university. You can 7 hours, download 7 hours of video and learn how to make a movie. I'm teaching young kids how to make movies from a Christian perspective. So it's very cheap, very inexpensive, and you can get it all done in a week. And you know, go to DavidHebner.com. I use that money for the TV series also.
Sure. LastEvangelist.com. David, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you and all the best, sir.
Well, thanks, Jerry. God bless you and all your listeners.
All right. Thank you now. Bye-bye.